Welcome to your daily devotional for January 31st, The Narrow Gate, Luke chapter 13 and verse 24. And we're going to take that in its context of Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 28. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus speaks here of the urgency of entrance into the kingdom of heaven according to the one way provided. Many folks today believe there are many ways to heaven. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell, intended to deceive men who think themselves enlightened to eternal doom and destruction. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We must each determine to exert spiritual effort by faith and strive to enter through the narrow gate. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we continue through this passage of Scripture, something frightening catches our attention. There are people who knew of Jesus. Some even professed faith in him and were faithful churchgoers. But they are left on the outside of heaven looking in. If you do not have urgency now and have been playing games with Christianity without ever really knowing Christ, that will be you too. And you will one day join folks who will be trying to enter heaven after the fact, after departing from this life. Depart from me is the Lord's response to those who never truly knew him. Indeed, the Son of God has been more than good to all and revealed himself sufficiently, but many would not have him in this life. After the last breath, it is too late. If this describes you, delay no more. Pray, Lord, I believe that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you died for me at the cross and rose again. Please make a place in heaven for me, and God will surely do that even now. If you are a Christian sure of your salvation today, then get busy about sharing your certain hope. Share the gospel. Please feel free to share this message with someone while you can.